We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're talking with our guest from the Manhattan Housing Authority. And Paul is joining us on the phone line. Go ahead, Paul. You make it quick if you can, please.
One thing. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Tell him one thing. He used to be admired for getting on the radio and saying what he said and admitting his mistakes. And what he really said is that everybody would start living life on life's terms, we'd be a lot better off. And there's another thing that I think he also said. Truth is a virtue, young or old, rich or poor. Be sure your sins will find you out. And I admire him very much, and he's to be applauded, and thank him for what he does very kindly.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, moving on here, thank you for the call. We're talking with Romeo Vega and Scott Voose, Aaron Esterbrook, Manhattan Housing Authority segment here on In Focus. We've been discussing homelessness, and, you know, it's interesting because there is, you know, I think we're finding out, not just in this discussion, but we know there's a lot of shame involved, it seems like, and a lot of stigma, similar to what we see with mental health. And, you know, trying to break that stigma, this is such a difficult thing to do here, but... You know, things that, like Romeo's brought up here this morning, just an act of kindness can really change the whole dynamic for people.
Yeah, you never know what interaction or what act of kindness or what seed you may plant in another person. It's truly, we see some really cool things every day. We see some remarkable transformation in people. And I also think it's important to note that you cannot generalize homelessness as a phenomenon. You just can't. And there's so many different reasons for how are things the way they are. And often, you know, the more we case manage and get to know a neighbor is who we refer to our people as the neighbors who show up. The more we get to peel away the layers of the onion, you can really often trace it back till their youth, their elementary school situations, their family structure, things like that. And just over time, a lot of people just end up the way it is through either a self-fulfilling prophecy or through negative influences in their life, either friend or family. So much that happens, and that plays into that word that you said of shame. And there's two different type of judgments. There's the judgments from others, but also there's so much self-perception and shame within themselves. And I don't want to say they're judging themselves or whatnot, but often people don't feel like they deserve a second chance or they've just accepted and resigned to the way things are. So that's part of what we try to do is edify them, build them back up, help them find the courage to try a new attempt, even if it's the seventh time or 17th arrest that they're trying to overcome. There's always a better way.
And it's great to know that there's resources here in the community. And Manhattan's maybe a little bit of a better example than a lot of other communities. We have so many resources here, as you mentioned, downtown, the emergency shelter, Be Able, Shepherd's Crossing, mm-hmm. all these great opportunities here. Thrive is another one. We have so many agencies, and I just don't know that everyone always realizes that, especially the homeless folks here in our community. But putting a face to those agencies is so important.
Right, definitely. And oftentimes we're advocating both for the neighbor through their, we're walking beside them through their interactions, but we're also on the other side, we're advocating for the organizations. And we hear so much either slander or misrepresentation from a neighbor, what they've said or their perception of an interaction with the housing authority by chance. So we're in a great spot to help reframe an interaction or a bad situation and perhaps give the neighbor a different way or a different strategy to go again. Why don't you go ahead and approach the Manhattan Housing Authority, and here's perhaps what you should say, or just a different line of questioning that they can do. So we're in a good position to advocate for both sides and build bridges that way.
I know that there's a housing survey going around right now in our community, Aaron, and people should be filling that out.
So, yeah, you can find from the city website, or it's probably on a lot of different social media platforms by now, but it's really important that our community participate in this housing survey that the city's doing. It will inform the market analysis and the different conditions that the steering committee are working on. And that steering committee will likely become the housing advisory board, I suspect, at some point. And that's really what we're trying to get to. And what Scott just mentioned is how you bring those stakeholders, which are some of the social service agencies, some of the renters, homeowners, and all the stakeholders to the table, keep them at the table to solve these problems together. Because regardless of if we're having these discussions, we're not really talking today about the programs as much or the numbers or the data. And from my perspective, the Housing Authority is doing all we can, but we're also dependent on Congress to fund us and do things to meet the need. Right. And so Scott and I and Romeo and all of us at the Housing Authority and everybody at BeAble and MeSign, we're all trying our best to meet the need here. But we know that the need is exceeding our abilities to finance and fund and do that. So if people can engage in that housing survey, it will just be another data point to show, look, this is what the needs are in our community.
All right. And we're getting a little short on time here. We'll kind of wrap things up. But if people want to get more information on your relationship between MHA and BeAble, where can they find that?
Yeah, just you can start looking at our website and following our social media. But we look forward to this partnership growing and expanding across to other agencies. And we're all in this. It takes the whole community, as your caller mentioned earlier. Please encourage people to go back and apply or work with us. And don't be, everybody's probably had a bad day, they may have had a bad experience, but we got to keep trying. It takes everybody.
All right. Well, thank you all for being here. Romeo, it's good to see you again.
Nice to see you too. Thank you.
And Scott, thanks for being here.
Hey, glad to be here.
Aaron, always.
Thank you, Brandon.
That's going to wrap up our program here for today. Coming up tomorrow, Ascension Via Christi's Bob Koppel will join us at the beginning of the program. We're also going to hear from Karen Hibbert over at Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau.